We often hear this refrain that marginalized communities weather the worst impacts of climate change. But for Charlotte-based filmmaker and community organizer Rosita Cox, it wasn't until she first visited Princeville in eastern North Carolina after Hurricane Matthew that she realized there's a lot of invisible history surrounding the experience of climate change in Black communities in the South.
I went to, you know, K through 12 public school, and then I went to what I believe to be the best public school in the state, UNC Chapel Hill, and they didn't teach me this really significant Black history.
WFAE's Zachary Turner spoke to Cox about her new documentary and Princeville's struggles in a warming world. The film is called Freedom Hill.
We played on the basketball courts in Princeville. We ran through the woods in Princeville.
We made a lot of friends over here, longtime friends that I still talk to now.
I was a shy, quiet kid. I kept to myself. Everybody knew everybody. We would walk to one or two or three stores. We knew that we would go to Ernest's store to get the pickles. We would go to Ms. Lollibell's store to get the penny candy.
How did you first get involved with the Princeville community, and what is Freedom Hill?
As a young person, I went to UNC Chapel Hill and graduated in journalism, and I came out of school as a television news reporter. And I was my first year as a reporter sent to Princeville to cover flooding because we were in the middle of Hurricane Matthew.
It is a major hurricane, a Category 4, just on the verge of becoming a Category 5.
And that was the moment where I was kind of just in awe. And also kind of floored and angered because I went to, you know, K through 12 public school. And then I went to what I believe to be the best public school in the state, UNC Chapel Hill. And they didn't teach me this really significant Black history. And so that was 2016. I eventually stopped. I left news because I wasn't really being accountable to communities in the way that I would have preferred. As a reporter, you kind of talk to people on the worst day ever, and you don't really get sent back until it's the worst day ever. Freedom Hill is the story of Princeville. It's the story of Eastern North Carolina and our struggles with environmental racism. And it also chronicles the resistance and the birth of the environmental justice movement, which also happened right here in Eastern North Carolina. People always ask me how we came about naming the film Freedom Hill. And I always jokingly say, I didn't name it. The ancestors named the film. Freedom Hill is what Princeville used to be called before it was officially incorporated. The U.S. would not allow an all-Black town to call themselves Freedom Hill. So they had to find another creative way to kind of honor their heritage. And so they went with Princeville, which is named after Turner Prince, which is one of the kind of founding forefathers of Princeville.
I want to follow up on something that you brought up because this is really interesting. And it came up during our WFAE Carolinas Climate Summit, this idea of accountability when reporting on climate change in communities. And I want to know if you figured out for yourself what that looks like and how maybe this project kind of gets at that idea of being accountable to communities, not just when there's a big disaster like Hurricane Matthew, but in between these large events.
This is not something they teach us in journalism school. I often say that I learned how not to tell a story in journalism school. I was taught the story itself is the act of resistance, right? But as an independent filmmaker and wanting to do something very differently than how I showed up as a journalist, I now say the story is just step zero. It's the way into a community, and you should leave the community or the place that you're telling the story in better or in a better position than when you found it. I created Freedom Hill's impact campaign because I just literally said, what did baby Rosita need growing up, you know, poor with absent parents in Eastern North Carolina, you know, watching all of these hurricanes and these floods from my window? I needed someone to introduce me to why this was happening, teach me my history. I needed, you know, I needed groceries. There were no groceries in the house. I needed someone to teach me how to be a storyteller and introduce me to film sooner than what I was introduced to it.
These two towns, Tarboro and Princeville, both sit along the Tar River. Tell me about this concept of racialized topography and how it manifests in the relationship to water in these two places.
So racialized topography is also something I learned in research for this project. Growing up as a young kid in Kinston, when it's the hurricane watch, you kind of gather at grandma's house, turn the lights off, and that's the extent of we talk about it. I didn't realize that these places were not just by chance, that because of our legacy of slavery in our country, where our ancestors, where my ancestors were given the opportunity to purchase land or given land, were in the less desirable places of the state. And so fast forward, centuries later, we're still in these places because this is where we built up home.
We've been trying to change hearts for how many years now?
Well, God changed hearts.
My people can't keep depending on change hearts and words.
Marquetta Dickens is a young Princeville resident. Dickens grew up in the town and has become interested in not only her town, but her own ancestry. Can you talk to me a little bit about that choice of Dickens as this sort of guide figure in your documentary?
When she started this ancestry journey, she found the 1900 census for North Carolina. And her great great grandmother, Maggie Lee Perkins, is the only woman, and she's Black, listed on that census as a property owner. And she had acres. And this is the 1900 census. So Black people just got free, right? So what was this Black woman doing with all of this land? When Marquetta discovered that part of her lineage, she's like, oh, okay, I come from, I stand on the shoulders of movers and shakers who were doing impossible things. So let me go back home. Growing up in Eastern North Carolina, you look around, it just looks rural, it looks country, it looks like there's nothing to do here. Also, because of the high poverty, you have, high crime and violence. So you want to leave. I believe that when young people connect to their history, when they know what stood before them, similar to me, similar to Marquetta, they have a new founded and grounded agency. And I do believe that the way that we, guide ourselves to a better future is to go back to the past and bring forward what is useful. So,
well, Rosita Cox, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you. I had a good time.
Freedom Hill was featured in season 16 of Afropop, The Ultimate Cultural Exchange, a program which brings stories about the global Black experience to public television and streaming. Watch Freedom Hill on PBS Plus and YouTube today.